Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis, and I am not in the studio right now, but we are live. I'm actually coming to you live from Conneaut, and it's State Park or Conneaut City Park, but right on the beach overlooking Lake Erie in Conneaut, Ohio. And I am looking at the one side of me right now with some World War II tanks, German and American. Other side of me, there's some artillery pieces, including a German 88 artillery piece sitting there that they're going to fire, I guess, about 2 o'clock. And so I am not in the studio, but we are live, and we're going to be joined with Chris Long here in just a few minutes as well. So we won't be taking phone calls this afternoon. For one thing, I can't see Eric, our producer there, to know what's happening, so he's going to let me know when we come to the end of the program, though. But let's go ahead and open our program here today with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you again. Thank you for a beautiful day today, and we do thank you for the opportunity to be out here at the D-Day Conneaut World War II D-Day invasion reenactment. And Father, we just thank you for the men that gave their lives and sacrificed and were willing to go so that we'd have the freedom to be on the radio like we are today. Bless the program today. Helps us point people to Christ, the things we talk about, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Just a reminder, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. There'll be more about us there, as well as links to my home church. I'm the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, and I have information about that at the end of the program. Also, you can find past programs there. And I know a lot of people like to listen to our Sunday night programs there because we're on, of course, 11 o'clock at Sunday night here on WHKW 1220 and from 11 o'clock until midnight with another live program. And sometimes a little late for people. So you can listen to those programs on there. And something else that we have that we have been endeavoring to do lately is put in some Facebook live programming. And so you can, if you go to, for instance, to our Facebook page, Live with Pastor Al on Facebook, you can find us there. You can see some of our programs on there. And there's also links to some of our church services and Friday night Bible studies that you can sometimes find there or link over to our church homepage. But at any rate, as I said, I am out here in Conneaut, Ohio right now, sitting on the shores of beautiful Lake Erie. It's an absolutely gorgeous day. Nice little breeze. You'll hear some people in the background. You'll hear some announcements probably from time to time. And probably you might hear some gunfire. And looked like they were lining up to shoot some of the tanks off here a little bit. So we'll be doing that. But we're going to be joined with Chris Long here in a little bit. And Eric, as soon as Chris is ready, let me know. And we'll get him on here too. So, has been walking around here today, enjoying the view here, enjoying the scenery, and enjoying seeing some of these reenactors and the work that they're doing, preserving a piece of our history. This is the largest World War II reenactment, I guess, in the country, if not in the world. There's Chris is with us right now. All right, well, let's jump in. We'll get Chris on the air here too. Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, welcome to Live with Pastor Al.
Well, thank you, Pastor. We're having a great day here at the D-Day Conneaut reenactment. It's just really exciting and just great to be here with you.
Well, and good to have you with me. You're actually in another part of the area right now, and you can hear the guns shooting off right now over to my right. And, you know, your father was a World War II veteran. My dad went in, tail end of World War II as well. And my uncle, who's still alive, was a machine gunner. I believe he was a waist gunner in a B-24 over France. And but there's a lot of veterans here today, aren't there?
You know, there is. And I've just taken the last half hour or so to talk to some of the World War II veterans that are here. I just spoke with a survivor of Pearl Harbor. And that was
wow.
A delight and surprise. He was on the USS Tennessee that took two bombs that day on December 7, 1941. It was one of the few battleships that survived the attack. And later, he served in Saratoga Straits, the battle, which was battleship to battleship with the Japanese. He said it only took 12 minutes and we won that battle. Of course, it was quite a battle in and of itself. So really an honor. He's 97 years young. And
wow.
In fact, I met a couple that were 96, 98, 97. So these gentlemen are up there. Some of them are still in good health. I told them to hang in there. We'd like them to be in Washington, D.C. when we dedicate FDR's D-Day prayer at the World War II Memorial in the next year or two.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, Chris. And just a reminder to our listeners, some of them know about it. You have headed up a project where they're going to be permanently inscribing President Franklin Roosevelt's D-Day landing prayer at the World War II Memorial. And tell folks where they can find out something more about that.
Yeah, that would be our website. That's just Google the Ohio Christian Alliance. And right on the top page, you'll see the information about the D-Day prayer project. An initiative that we launched in 2011 to add FDR's, Franklin Delano Roosevelt's, prayer that he prayed with the nation on the morning of the D-Day landings, June 6, 1944. It's the way in which the president chose to announce to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway, and he asked for the nation to join him in prayer. And so it's a wonderful historical presidential prayer, one in which he handwrote. It's really from his heart. You can hear in the prayer the heart of a president who has his fellow countrymen serving on battlefields all around the world, and some of them dying, of course. And it's a wonderful tribute that we want to see added at the memorial. Now, of course, we were successful with Senator Rob Portman, Congressman Bill Johnson of Ohio, our sponsors in the House and Senate, to get it done in 2014. So it's been 3 years ago now that we were able to legislatively accomplished that. President Obama did quietly sign it on June 30th of 2014. Now we're on to the fundraising aspect of our project, and that is it will not be paid for by tax dollars, but by contributions from individuals like you and me and veterans all across the country. So, in fact, the World War II Memorial, which took $172 million to collect for its dedication, wonderful tribute of a memorial in Washington, that was all done by just handfuls of dollars at Walmart. They said the majority of it came. Some of the listeners will remember there was a little can next to the register for years at Walmart for the World War II Memorial. That's how they raised the majority of that money. So we're trying to figure out a way to do just that. Well, you know, churches are taking collections right now. Individuals can also contribute. They can go to our website, ohioca.org, and make a contribution. It is tax deductible. Just when you click on the donate button and it comes prayer project, click on that and make a donation of any amount, and it will go for adding FDR's D-Day prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial. Now, what's so important about that, Pastor Al, is that the memorial is a wonderful tribute to the 16 million Americans that served us in World War II, but it doesn't have a prayer, a scripture verse, or a reference to God anywhere on it, to the chagrin of many of our veterans who lament that there isn't a reference to God or a prayer. And so when we tell them that our effort to add this prayer, they say, young man, get it done. I like that because one, being called a young
man, right,
and two, being commissioned by the greatest generation. So that's what we're doing, and we're very excited. And hopefully we can announce to the folks that next year and the year after we'll be dedicating the prayer at the memorial.
You know, and when we think about this, many of our listeners, you know, have relatives, fathers, grandfathers, uncles, great uncles, things like that, that did serve in World War II. And I'm sitting up here leaning up against some sandbags, actually, overlooking the beach where they've got it set up. I guess tomorrow they're going to reenact the D-Day landing here. And they started this, what was it, about 19 years ago, I believe you said?
That's right. I had on my radio program one of the coordinators, Wayne Heim, from Conneaut, Ohio. About 19 years ago, they had about a dozen guys that just ran up the beach and did a little reenactment of the landings. And from that, it's grown into this amazing thing that takes over the city of Conneaut. And everywhere I'm looking,
yes,
I'm seeing people in Allied and German uniforms and French resistance and British uniforms. Seeing women dressed of the dresses of
yes,
the,
a lot of
we're seeing those.
Yeah, a lot of people dressed really in period dress.
And they really are. And so they invade Conneaut, Ohio for these 3 days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday will conclude tomorrow. But it will be all day, the remainder of the day tonight, into tonight. It's, in fact, Conneaut, Ohio. Just go to Ashtabula County. And what you want to do is take Route 90 and then take Route 7 north right to the left. And then you'll run right into it because we're on the beach because that's where the invasion is going to be tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and there's a number of places with parking, and you know, some of the parking costs. I think we spent $10 to park our car, and there's some other places. They run some shuttle buses in. The event itself is free. There's plenty of food, and I would like to encourage our listeners, if you're listening and you're looking for something to do this afternoon, maybe it doesn't take long to get up to Conneaut from the Cleveland area, even from the Akron area. You can shoot on up here for some of the activities this evening. Or you can come up tomorrow, spend the day, bring your kids, bring your grandkids. This is living history. And I know we're, you know, primarily a Bible-oriented program, but, you know, the people that sacrificed on that beach in Normandy and then all of those that gave during or sacrificed during World War II, you know, if it weren't for their sacrifices, Chris, you and I could not be doing the programs that we're doing on the air, could we?
We could not. And, you know, liberty was under threat during
exactly.
World War II, both in the Pacific and in Europe and around the world. And tyranny was on the march, with Nazi forces gaining ground in Europe and in the Ukraine, and obviously invading Russia. So, you know, I don't think people this generation, they've forgotten about that. In fact, Pastor, they may not even be taught that in school any longer. That's what many free teachers are telling me, is that it's not part of the curriculum any longer. I can't imagine that.
And this is a point where, you know, I think anybody that's got relatives that served in World War II need to make sure that your children, your grandchildren, your nieces and nephews get a chance to hear from them and find out firsthand, because some of these men and women that are around here, just like the survivor of Pearl Harbor that you were talking to earlier, you know, the living history that they have within them, that's passing quickly from the scene, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, why it was taking me a little while is that these men were very well spoken, though. I mean, we're talking men 96, 97, 98, and they're able to carry on a very cohesive conversation and tell you very explicitly what their involvement was, where they served, what ship or what unit they served with, where they fought in either the Europe or the Pacific, and talk about the importance of our young people learning. And so they're here to help that happen. They realize that it's important for them to be here so that young people can see these are the veterans of the conflict. And they appreciate all that's being done this weekend in honor of their service to our country. And one gentleman, I told him about our effort to you know, the founding documents in Ohio schools. We passed that 5 years ago. Of course, Pastor, we'll have to do this on another program, but we're trying to fight to keep
right.
going at the Ohio State House, because the state school board, I just spoke with the state school board president today, they're drafting a resolution to do away with the end of course of SAM and American government history courses. And, you know, that's going to be problematic because that will put a hit on the founding of American documents curriculum. Many of the listeners know that we got that done 5 years ago. But we're not going to let them do it. And I told these men here, I said, you didn't give up. We're not going to give up. We're going to fight for our liberties and making sure our young
right.
people understand what their constitutional rights are and what those liberties are, which include religious freedom.
Well, and as they say, you know, one of the prices of liberties are ways to maintain is eternal vigilance. And if we're not vigilant to watch, and if we're not vigilant, you know, to fight for these rights, just like those men that stormed the beach at Normandy. If they weren't willing to fight, if they weren't willing to go, you and I would not be having this conversation. We would not have the freedom because, as you said, tyranny was on the march. People don't appreciate that today. We see people who get upset because they say somebody says something that offends them in some way. But, you know, back then, you're talking about being shot. You're talking about being hauled off in the middle of the night to who knows where and tortured for saying something that somebody didn't like. Thankfully, we're not that far in our country right now. But if God's people don't wake up, if God's people don't get involved, you know, that could come to this country one day. And we pray that it doesn't. I think you can hear some of the firing going off in the distance there. So some of our listeners will hear that. But Chris, one of these days we'll have to get together again, talk about what's happening at the State House and some things there. And I want to encourage our listeners, so we'll get this up on online as well. But go online. Do you know what the website is, Chris, for the D-Day? Is it ddayconiat.com or something like that?
I don't know what the official IP address is, but again, if they just Google Conneaut, Ohio, it will come up with multiple feeds, and they'll be able to actually download the schedule events for the remainder of today, which goes into this evening. And tomorrow, it's all day long. It's from the morning with enactments, and then, of course, the landings themselves, battles all day, different encampments where you can talk to the different reenactors and see their equipment. And then, of course, tomorrow night it ends with a USO dance, which I think is a lot of fun. So they got some great things planned all day long. Plenty of food and drink here as well. So, you know, you don't have to. You could pack a lunch, and it's free. There are a couple of donation stations where people could put in a couple of bucks in the can to help them keep it going, because they're going to continue this for a few years to come. So, again, a great
pleasure
here in Ohio. D-Day, Conneaut, Ohio, the largest reenactment of D-Day. Now they're telling me anywhere in the world. Think about that.
Wow.
Right here in Ohio.
It's just amazing. And it's right here. You know, I didn't hear about this until somebody at the Summit County Fair here just back in July, end of July, mentioned this. And, you know, I think it's one of Ohio's best-kept secrets.
Well, you know, they're expecting 40,000 people, but after you and I do this radio program today, I think that's good for at least 10,000 more visitors. What do you think, Peter?
I hope they'll get a few more people visiting. Like I said, it's close to Cleveland, close to Akron, close to Youngstown, and it's easy to get to. Right up Route 90, get off at US 7, and just follow it in. It's very well marked. I think you can hear the gunfire. We've got a battle breaking out over here. I might have to duck down on the other side of the sandbags here.
You know, Pastor, I got to tell you, you got a little too close to the action there today when that 88 German artillery piece was going off. I was hoping you'd cover your ears, because that thing can really make a noise. It's one of the last German 88 artillery pieces in the world. And there was only a handful of them left. This one's kept in Knoxville, Tennessee, and it's not out doing a reenactment, but there's a whole crew that helps man it, and it's quite a show in and of itself. Of course, Sherman tanks and other artillery pieces, half tracks. They'll actually have a Higgins boat here tomorrow. So lots of things to see for everybody. There'll be a flyover as well.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that P-51s will be flying over, as well as a B-17 tomorrow. So I mean, this is really something for folks to come out and see it. And again, it's no cost. You just park, and there's actually shuttle service to the lakefront here. But something, look, folks, you want to get your young people involved. You know, and
this is family friendly for sure.
Absolutely. And sometimes you have to drag the kids to something, and then later on they realize, hey, that was kind of neat after all. You know?
Well, you know, when I'm looking around here, I see young people everywhere. I'm looking over the beach, and I'm just looking. There's a family with three young kids, probably not one of them over eight, followed by another guy with his grandson, who's probably only about six. There's another guy over here with two young kids, and right in front of me, there's some Boy Scouts down closer to the beach. Looking over here to the right, where the guns are firing, there's a number of young people over there. I'm just impressed the number of young people that are out here. Your kids will enjoy this. Your kids will like seeing, you know, let me tell you, if you got some boys, some teenage boys, they'll enjoy seeing these guns shoot, won't they?
You know, they really were. The kids today were just excited, you know, excited. Of course, the lake is beautiful here in Conneaut. So today's the weather is gorgeous. So I think it's
absolutely beautiful today.
I want to just encourage people to come on out and see live history in the making right here in Ohio.
Yeah, they're prepping the German 88 down here again. And when that thing goes off, that's an experience. This cloud of smoke and fire comes out the muzzle of that thing. You can feel the shockwave. It's not just hearing it, you feel it. And it's an impressive sight. And if you imagine what it was like for our guys, you know, I say our boys, but I'm thinking our grandfathers, our fathers, our uncles, our great uncles, when they stormed that beach and those German 88s were shelling their positions, it had to be something. You can just hardly imagine it. And you get a little taste of that here. And tomorrow, when they storm the beach here at Conneaut and recreating the D-Day landing, you can get a little taste of history, can't you?
You know, you really can. And in some ways, it brings it a little bit too close to life when you see some of the equipment that they're using and you realize that this was flesh and blood being involved in this, and there was a lot of people dying. And, you know, war is a terrible thing. That's why, you know, you don't want to have to revisit it, but you also want to be on a ready defense. Part of the reason why we had to fight World War II is that we let our guard down somewhat. Appeasement didn't work in Europe. Hitler was able to move across Europe at will, and then someone had to put a stop to it. In fact, that's why the movie that's out in the theaters right now, Dunkirk, was the British Expeditionary Force having to abandon their weapons, and actually the Civil Navy came and got them off the shore, so there wouldn't have been a British army. They would have been captured by the Germans. And then, of course, Winston Churchill, the great statesman, gave that great speech, "We'll fight you on the hills, we'll fight you on the beaches." You know, there comes a time when you have to put a line in the sand, and the bully has to be hit in the nose just to let him know that he can't go any further. You know, our president
exactly.
did that about a week ago with Kim Jong-un, where here's this
yes.
guy launching ICBMs and missile tests all over the Southeast Asia, putting millions of residents in fear. And the president said, "Hey, you know what? I don't think you want to do that anymore." And so
mm-hmm.
there comes a time when you have to draw a line in the sand and you have to say, that's enough of that.
Right. Well, Chris, and again, we're talking with Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and I'm Pastor Al, live with Pastor Al, coming to you from the beaches of Conneaut, Ohio, largest D-Day reenactment in the world. I know we're getting close to 2 o'clock. I don't have any clocks out here on the beach with me right now. They're starting to prep the German 88 to fire at 2 o'clock, so I know we're getting close to 2. If you've got the time there, let me know. And because I know we're coming down toward the end of the program, I'm sure. But I'm just kind of operate 2.5 minutes.
We're about 6 minutes
so,
before the hour, Pastor. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So we got a couple of minutes left in the program, and I appreciate that because, I could sit out here all day. I mean, it's just so comfortable, so nice. And you don't have to travel all the way down to the beach. They've got some stands set up, including a special selection right above me. I'm halfway down to the beach. Right above me, there's stands for World War II veterans and their family members, those that are with them. And there's quite a few of them there for some of the activities that are going on this evening. And I am talking with Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance. And we've been talking about the reenactment, the World War II reenactment of the D-Day landings at Normandy out here at Conneaut, Ohio. And you can come out and see it. The entrance to the event is free. Depending on where you park, you may have a donation for parking. I paid $10 for my car, but I was parked pretty close to the event. But let me encourage you to come out and take a look at this. If you've got the chance, they're going to be here till at least 7-8 o'clock tonight, I believe. And then starting first thing in the morning, about 9 o'clock all day tomorrow. Great event to bring your kids out to, and you can look them up online. Just Google Conneaut and D-Day reenactment, and I'm sure you'll find it. Chris, any closing thoughts? Got it. Just under a minute left.
You know, just one of the things too, you know, the uniforms of these reenactors, very realistic. I mean, whether it's Allied, whether it's British, whether it's French, whether it's officers, even the German uniforms, these reenactors have really gone to great lengths to bring history to life. And I just really encourage folks, if you could all get out here, it's well worth it. And, you know, again, it causes us to appreciate our freedoms. And that's something we need to take stock about right now.
Right. And Chris Long of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and give your website again real quick.
Again, that's ohioca.org.
All right. And I want to thank you, Chris, for being with us today. And we're going to close out here our program this afternoon, coming to you from Conneaut, Ohio, at the D-Day reenactment. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220, The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.